You're listening to the Best Advice Podcast, guys. If you haven't already, give us a 5-star review and help spread the word. And if you have a question for the guys, email a voice recording to podcast@bestadvicepodcastguys.com. That's podcast@bestadvicepodcastguys.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Security Financial Management. If you're ready to level up your financial game, SFM offers a free initial consultation after each episode. Just send an email to podcast@bestadvicepodcastguys.com with the subject line complimentary consultation to book yours today.
Welcome back to Best Advice Podcast, guys. I'm your host, Rob Lavallio, here as always with Dave Allen, Frank Lavallio, and Mitchell Walk. Gentlemen, what's crack-a-lackin'?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
We're still going. It's all good.
I like it.
You know what's crack-a-lackin'? Things in the market are doing, they're doing well.
Knock on wood.
We had that little April issue, and it's rallying again, and it's almost close to the high again. Absolutely. So
managing that soft land.
Soft land.
Managing that soft land.
So that's good news.
Yeah, so far.
Good news about that one.
And then until tomorrow, some other inflation report comes out, and, you know, it comes in so nice, and if that comes in like there's still inflation, bam, all of a sudden we're back on the roller coaster.
Right. That's it. Long term, and don't follow the daily news like
Absolutely.
That. Just listen to The Minute with Mitch. That's all you
need. Yeah, exactly.
Just listen to this.
That's all you need.
So we like to start each episode with the powerful practice of positive thinking, and we like to call this segment, Give Me Something Good. So Dave, give me something good.
Give me all you got. I'm just going to do a quick quote. You know, we've been doing these big, long things lately. Just a quick one, and I absolutely have no idea who said this.
Take authorship of it.
Let me just read it, but I said it.
Okay, it's Dave.
Time decides who you meet in your life. Your heart decides who you want in your life. And your behavior decides who stays in your life.
Now he's a philosophizer.
That's true.
Think about that.
That's good. That's true. That's got a lot of truth to it, right?
You can ruin a lot of relationships or make a lot of good relationships just by the way you behave.
Sure. Right. Your actions have been
that's good,
a lot,
Dave, for
that's
example.
Good. I like it.
That's interesting, Dad. Our family was talking about like everyone was put in your life at different
points. Oh, yeah. We were just talking about this weekend.
That? Like yeah. One's there to like give you confidence.
Yeah.
To leave.
Yeah.
One's there for like the long term, like really likes you. The other one's there for different reasons, but they can go throughout your life. But everyone's there like for a reason. And sometimes you're there for someone else's reason.
That's
and
right.
And you're kind of getting the shit in of
They're helping them do something. So God might put you to be the helper or the helpee, if those are words. Sometimes you're helping others. Sometimes people helping you.
Somebody enters your life. And have you ever had somebody that enters your life that all at once just becomes like almost your best friend?
Yeah, there's a feeling.
There's some reason they're there, and it's like you wonder, is it a higher
help you get through?
Just then,
there's
a person that gets in your life that you wish never entered your life, and then you learned a real lesson from it.
Right. Those are warning. I think that, you know, again, I'm gonna go with faith because I'm a faithful guy. I think God puts people in your life, and I think a lot of times it is not by mistake. I think that people come in, and even the ones that aren't so good, I think that's God's way of saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to give you a little warning shot here. Be careful of these type of folks.
Yeah.
They're kind of toxic. And then it's your job, just like you said, to decide not to make them part of your life and to get them out of there. So anyway.
That's where the old saying comes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's that lesson.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got it right, because someone in the old days didn't get that right. Remember?
That's right.
20 years ago.
What's our question?
I love it. I love it.
Let's get to the question of the day. Today's question comes from Mitch from Destin. Mitch, what you got for us?
You want to say something?
Got a tax question for you guys. With sunsetting provisions of the real estate tax code coming up in 2025, are there any planning strategies to get ahead of this?
Thank you, Mitch. I got nothing for you guys today. Who wants to start this one off?
I'll start because I'm going to let these guys talk about that fun slap provision. Easy that day. And I'll start it off. One of the things that I wanted to chat about is the gifting. A lot of people don't realize that each year you can give away to as many people as you want $18,000 in 2024. Looks like it's going to go to $19,000 next year. But let's say, for example, I'm in a really great mood and I just want to give $18,000 to all my partners. So Mitch gets $18,000, Dave gets $18,000, Rob gets $18,000. I'm still feeling generous. I'm looking for some other folks. No, but people need to understand, if you're a spouse, husband and wife, that's 18 apiece. That's $36,000 you can give to each child. So if you got five kids, you can real. So the key to
give
that
it to them, does that mean they get a tax free, Frank? Or do
that's,
they?
Yeah, great question. And that's the reason you go up to, in 2024, 18,000 is the max, because you can give $18,000 away to as many people as you choose, each person,
and they don't pay tax.
Without taxes. There's no gift tax return. There's no paperwork. It's a tax-free gift to the recipient, which is a big deal. The other thing I wanted to mention before you guys get into a little more meat on some of those provisions or planning strategies is the part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which Trump put in 2017, that's going to expire in 2025. But part of that whole TCJA, Tax Cuts and Job Act, was city and state taxes. A lot of people don't realize, if you live in the Northeast and you're in Long Island or you're in Connecticut.
Or California. Those are the two states that were
targeted. California was targeted too. $10,000 is the maximum you can deduct on your tax return for city taxes. So if you've got a piece of property in Malibu, California, and that's a $5 million piece of property, let's just say you're paying $100,000 in taxes on that real estate tax. You can only deduct $10,000. The other $90,000, you're on your own. So that's going to go back. A lot of people in the Northeast and California, in New York and California, were kind of the two big targeted states. They're going to be happy. There's a lot of things that aren't going to be
so,
right.
So now when that happens, the $10,000 is going to go back to what it was.
Was before.
There was no deduction, right? No minimum. So no whatever minimum. It is. And people may not, they may have heard it's called SALT.
SALT, that's right.
That's
state and local taxes.
State and local taxes. Right. So you may have heard of it.
You spilled the salt. Spilling the salt is very bad luck.
I'm not sure what
not
it is.
Not salt that's you put on your egg.
Only silver lining.
That's the only silver.
One or the other one. That's why I brought it up. We got to help you guys out.
Frank, I just wanted to mention one other thing based on your 18,000.
Yes.
If you have kids or grandchildren and you want to give money away, you can accelerate it by putting it into a 529. So you can actually,
how many years can you do?
I believe it's 5 years up front in one shot.
Okay.
You can't keep giving it every year, but you can take
the five full, of your 18 up front.
Five 18s up front, okay. A little less than $100,000 up front, and fund that 529. So that money's actually working 5 years earlier, or a big makes bundle sense. Of it. And a lot of it comes out of your estate tax free.
And remember, on the 529, that's right, there's no tax, it's tax free. So
right.
Put 18 times five. So 20 times 5 is 100. What's 18 times 5? 92? Where's financial advice?
Yeah, financial, right? 92.
92, you put 92,000 in.
Right.
Great, great point. That means all 92 is going to work and growing right. Tax-free.
Right. And it's out of your estate, and husband and wife can both give it. So the kid's going to get about about $184,000 out of the estate.
Completely still in charge of it.
They're still in charge of it, yes.
Put a string. Tell us that. You can put a string on it. The mom and dad own
right.
Well, you want to own it. If right. It's grandpa doing it for a grandkid, he
right.
Can own
he
it.
He can own
grandma.
It.
Question for you guys then. You put in the 92, both parents do, so now you got 184,000. That's a pretty right. Good chunk of money. They're in a great place for probably you let that compound. You got college done, plus room and board
right.
And other things. What happens if grandchild, let's call him Joey, little Joey, he just hates school. He's just a great electrician. What happens to that
you're
money?
You're in charge of that money yourself.
How do you get it back?
You give it to another grandkid.
But also, so you know, this year the law just changed. The tax law changed on that. A percentage of that money, if the child does not go to college, can roll into an IRA for that child.
Oh, that's great.
Roth IRA. Yeah.
All right.
Roth
so
there's a rule on that now. They've got the
lot of rules,
it has
right?
To be in effect for 15 years,
right?
And okay. Then, so I mean, let's say that kid's not going to school and you
he just he's, hates school, school,
he's not going
right.
And maybe you're 5 years into this thing, you can't yeah. Roll it right away to a Roth.
No,
you just let it sit there, it's doing what a Roth's doing anyway,
yeah, it's tax free.
And right. Then, when you hit 15 years, you can do 35,000.
Right.
Okay.
But in a you Roth. Can't do it all at one time.
But right. That's nice to have that option. Okay. Let's just say, just for purpose of the discussion, all those options are off the table. He doesn't want an IRA. There's no other kids that you can transfer to. Is there some penalty to get it back?
Yeah. You pay tax.
Pay tax on
like
it.
Annuity kind of rates, right? Isn't it ordinary income?
Ordinary income. Okay.
On the gain.
On the gain. Just on the gain. Okay. Basis.
Highly unlikely, though. Normally, there's one other child or a sibling.
Well, use it yourself. Yeah. You can use it yourself. There's a lot of options on that. Yeah.
Lots of options.
60s, want to go back and...
Yeah.
There's a lot of options. Yeah. So you can get a lot of money out of your estate, you know, for the estate tax issues, and take care of your grandkids or take care of yourself or anybody, right, because it can go in for anybody.
And it's a big, Mitch, speak a little bit about, and then we'll get into the slats a minute, a little bit about the big reduction. I mean, it's 13.6 million, right? You can pass per person.
Right now.
What does it go to?
It's going to, well, they haven't made it positive on what it's going to drop to, but probably somewhere around what it was before.
5 or 6.
Yeah, about $5.5 to $6 million. Yeah, they adjust it for inflation. So some people are saying now it could be about $6.5 million. Now, again, $6.5 million is still $13 million out of your estate.
With good planning, right.
$6.5 per person, yeah.
This is, yeah, because again, if you do have fortunate enough to have that kind of number, there's a lot of planning, to your point, Dave. This is just not magical and just happens.
Yeah.
There's a lot of planning between your financial advisor, your attorney, and even your CPA. So what we like to do is have the financial advisor kind of be the quarterback and work with your CPA and your attorney to get this done. And
we're not attorneys.
We're not attorneys. We're not CPAs, but we know what your goals are, so we help manage where you're going forward.
And we understand the rules.
Yep. We do the rules.
Right.
Yeah, because we don't have the law degree to sign the documents and give you that tax advice or that legal advice.
Right.
But we quarterback that and work with your other two professionals.
To make sure it all gets done. Just kind of
those meetings and be part of
them.
And make sure, and you know, the attorneys know what they're doing, but there's a lot of complications. There are many, many issues. And it's called the Spousal Lifetime Access Trust.
What's that?
It's called a SLAT, your favorite, their favorite word, the SLAT. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, you need to talk to your attorneys about that if you're in the higher tax brackets. And we think sooner than later, because what's going to happen, while it is a lot of money, in the United States, there are a lot of wealthy people that this is going to save them a big chunk of money. And attorneys only have enough time.
Making fun of the
name. Yeah. It's
what's it for?
What it does is, as we said earlier, right now, husband and wife, about 13.6 million, say 13 million a piece, get tax-free money to pass on in their estate.
You could take 27 20, million.
Yeah, almost 27 million
without
any tax. Okay. And you
didn't need two of them.
Husband and wife.
You need two of them, right. So what the SLAT does is it takes the money out of your estate, but then, you know, there's some very, very important factors here that you make sure you know what you're doing, because once the money comes out of your estate and goes to your spouse, you really lose that because it's not in your estate. You can have use of it. Your spouse has control of it. It can skip a generation. There's a lot of different issues out there. So it's very complicated, but extremely important. I believe the estate tax rate on anything over, say, $6.5 million a piece when it goes back is going to be about 45%. You're going to lose about half your money. And again, we're fortunate we're in Florida, so we don't have state income tax. That's why a lot of people move here. Mainly, I think there's only 5 states that don't have state income tax.
One of them. Texas is another one.
I think Tennessee is one as well.
A lot of people are coming this way, right? They like to avoid
that. Let me give a couple caveats.
Talk about that, Dave.
May not want to do that.
Yep.
First one is you need to have a strong marriage, because if you're doing this for you and your spouse, you want to make sure that you stay married. Because if, let's say, the lady, let's go the other direction, is the wealthy one, and she sets up a SLAT and it's for the benefit of the spouse, she has access to it, he has. But if they get divorced, guess what? It's going to the ultimate beneficiaries and no longer of her use anymore.
So you're getting rid, in a sense, that money's gone. It's out of your estate. So you can't really just.
You have full use of it. Yeah. You're married. It's all easy, but it is out of your estate. Okay. You lose control.
And it's going to grow outside of your estate too. So that's a beauty. Let's say you got $8 million out there, $6 million, whatever. That $6 million is now growing outside of your estate. So when you ultimately pass to your beneficiaries, your kids, whoever it may be, there is not an estate tax on that number. So there's a real good use of it, but you need to make sure your marriage is strong. You got to make sure you do it right. You got to have the proper assets in there. It can't be joint assets that moved into that. So that's where the attorney will guide you to make. That's why you get a good qualified attorney to really identify the assets. Right. Let's see. You got to know that you've got to use this money for health, education, maintenance, support. It can't just come out because I need a new Mercedes. You know, it's got to come out because maybe I need it for healthcare reasons. And for beneficiary purposes, this is kind of a big one. You got to be real careful about this. Is, you know, when you die, let's say you got a house that you paid $300,000 for and you've lived in Florida for 30 years and now it's worth $3 million. Well, when your kids inherit that now, they get to step up the cost basis. That $3 million goes to them clear. But if that asset
is, and then if they sell it for $3.1 million, they have $100,000 right. tax,
but
not
if they
$3
put that house inside a slat, then they paid $300,000. They have the original cost basis, so they're going to pay full federal income tax on the gain.
So there's the negative there if it's inside the slot. You know, I always just kind of to wrap up the discussion just for time purposes, it always bothered me a little bit. When you think about estate taxes just as they are, I mean, think about you work really hard. We all know you pay income tax. We all know you got FICA, FUTA, all federal income tax, and then you save that money. Then you, if you're fortunate enough to make enough money after all your bills, you then start investing and you invest every year, every
do
month.
Really well.
And all of a sudden you can, let's just make it fun. You accumulate $1 million. It's a nice round number. That's all after tax. And now with these laws, depending on what that exemption is, all of a sudden the government says, hey, I know that's all after tax. You've saved that money, but that wealth we're talking about, we're going to get it again. Another 40%. Wait a minute. Didn't I work 30 years and this is all
after 13 million to do it. Yeah. But,
right. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's no fun. You know, they're
not people at 15, 20 million, you know,
another 40%.
You got 15 million right now. There's basically,
you're going to get $2-3 million.
You're going to pay tax on additional 5 million. You do that.
40% on five, 40 another.
Yeah, I think it's
pay $2-2.5 million.
Thanks so much. But here's another $2.5 million tax bill.
But also, I what I don't want to forget about the sunset, because we're talking about some really big numbers and it doesn't affect the vast majority of the country. However, what affects pretty much everybody is the tax rates are going up. You know, I think we're at 10, 12, 22. Those rates are going up. So it's going to affect everybody right now. So,
and of course,
everybody needs to take a look at
this. Yeah. All bets are off. This is all congressional, right? So depending, and we never get on politics on the show, but depending on who wins, Democrat or Republican, they can sweep this. Someone could grab it and say, you know what? We're going to keep it at 13.6. Or they can say, I don't really like that 5.5 number. I mean, that's where it's heading. But any congressional, you know, change, this could be all over the map in the end of 2025 because we got new elections, right?
The reality, there'll probably be something that happens in between now and then. But if everybody ignores it and that date rolls around, it will automatically
sets back.
And that's what people need. Everybody needs to check the tax bracketing.
Right.
Because those tax brackets are set to go up. If nothing happens, they automatically go up.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
That will affect everybody who listens.
All right, boys, we're getting to 15 minutes right now. As usual, let's get a quick update from the market this week with a Minute with Mitch.
1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute with Mitch.
Well, this week, we are going to see some more numbers come out, which hopefully, as Frank said earlier, are not going to be too scary. Yeah. Hopefully, the CPI, inflation will be in check. The job numbers were great last week. They were, you know, 303 in February, and then March numbers came out. They were only 175,000. So that's sparked the market again. You know, we did see 3 weeks of a pullback of about 5.5%. In April, after a very, very big first quarter, one of the best we've had in many years. But now, May so far, here we are right around May 14th or so. The market has really had a good month of May. The numbers are good. It's almost flat.
April,
it's close to that 5.5% drop. It's very close. So it's really come back strong in the first 2 weeks. So we expect that to hopefully continue. And the end of the week, we'll get some big numbers, and that's going to see where we go again.
Yeah, well,
so next week, we'll report on what happened.
The CPI, there's some stuff coming out tomorrow, right?
tomorrow and then usually Wednesday, Thursday.
And then a little bit of the, you know, the underlying hype is, you know, NVIDIA reports tomorrow. Again, we're long-term strategy kind of institutional investors, but still it impacts the market. Yeah. I was reading something this morning. It said NVIDIA reports and does really well. That gets the AI thing hot again and everybody gets excited. Sweet. So it all matters.
It all matters. This is for another show, but I don't know if everybody caught the meme stocks are back.
Yeah, I saw GameStop
yesterday was up about 78%.
Did you see what it's up today?
I didn't.
Yeah, 78, 80, 90. Yeah, it's crazy.
And the same thing, AMC. So the memes may be back again as well.
Yeah. But that does not mean go out and buy today.
No, no.
Those things, you'll get in late and bam. You get hurt. You will get hurt on those.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. Remember, folks, the secret to wealth is not what you earn. It's what you keep. Happy days, everybody.
This podcast is for entertainment and educational purposes only and is not intended as personal financial advice. Before making any financial decision, please do your own research and consult a financial advisor as needed. If you have a question for the guys, email podcast at bestadvicepodcastguys.com.